hundreds of people gathered at the Callington Oval on Sunday evening to celebrate the new Recreation Community Centre. The $980,000 project was finished mid-May after more than 4 years of planning and community fundraising. Joining me for a chat about it is Community and Booking Rep Lauren Salter. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Jenny. How are you going?
Really well, thank you. And congrats. Sounds like an amazing centre and a lovely celebration. How did it go down on Sunday?
Oh, it was fantastic. The opening night event was so well received. We had over 400 people in attendance. Obviously, the fundraising committee worked hard to make sure everyone had a great night while raising money for Stage 2 development, which will include a beer garden. So it's all very exciting.
Oh, that sounds like an important thing to do. And it sounds like it was quite a fun celebration, not just a cutting of the ribbon.
No, we had the cutting of the ribbon and obviously the cakes. And that was amazing. We had bouncy castles from AC Care. We had food vans, big bonfire. All the locals pitched in and got firewood from around the area. And it was a full-on community effort.
Oh, beautiful. And a really lovely Indigenous man as well, who I've met before, I believe, was doing
Ivan.
Ivan Copley, is that right? He was doing a smoking ceremony.
So we did the smoking ceremony with Ivan, and he's absolutely a gem. And then, of course, we did the speeches and the cutting of the ribbon and stuff like that. But, yeah, it was an amazing event.
So tell us about this project. It replaces a 50-year-old building, and it's a real community effort, isn't it?
That's right. We're definitely a community effort. The building itself has been a long-standing project. We've had funding from state, federal, 3 councils, 12 local businesses, the Callington Show and sporting clubs, as well as a fundraising committee. They raise money for the new building. So it has been a real community initiative and to get together as a group of people. So,
oh, great. So what does the new building entail?
We currently have a bistro that's open Thursday, Friday, Saturday night for meals, Sundays for lunches. We also have the bar, which is open every night of the week. It's currently providing 6 local part-time jobs, which is fantastic. That's working really well. We've also started a coffee club, so that's up and running, and it's run by volunteers every Thursday morning. So everyone's welcome to attend that. We start that from about 8:45 to 9:45.
Oh, great. And I imagine that a lot of sporting clubs utilise the space.
Yeah, so it's definitely a recreation centre. The sporting clubs are our main users of the centre, but we also are encouraging locals and further afield to come on out and enjoy the new facility.
Beautiful. With me at the moment is the Community and Booking Rep with the new Callington Recreation Community Centre, Lauren Salter. Tell us more about, so you've got the beer garden coming. What else is happening into the future? What do you hope for the space?
We hope to aim to initiate community-based programs for kids right through to pensioners. So we're also aiming to upskill our community with programs such as first aid courses, barista training. We're also looking at doing ongoing events, trivia, bingo nights, Melbourne Cup lunches, maybe wine tastings, to get some local companies involved to come on out and share the space and let us know what's going on.
Yeah. And what do you think it is about the Callington community that it seems like a really tight-knit special community? How would you describe it?
I would certainly describe it as a tight-knit community. We are a team. We're all a team players. Anne Ferguson, the mayor at the opening, actually said that Callington is the can-do community. And I believe that in my heart of hearts. I think that we are a team. We are all part of the same community. Whenever there's a function or a celebration, we all get together and we just get in and get it done.
Oh, brilliant. And it sounds like a good space if people wanted to, you know, have a party or something, right? Is that available for people in that situation?
Yeah, it certainly is. So we're looking at hiring out the facility to people to come in and have celebrations, parties, birthdays, things like that. So we'll be taking bookings from September onwards. People can contact us via Facebook. My number will be on there and they can book it out, do it that way.
Yeah, cool. Hey, we'll enjoy that new space and all the hard work you guys have done. And thanks so much for joining me on the program today, Lauren Salter.
Thanks so much, Jenny. Have a great day.